Another sign that life is returning to pre-pandemic conditions is an announcement from the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History that it's reopening to the public on a limited basis beginning June 25th. I'm Lisa Berry, and from prehistoric to pre-pandemic, I had to get that in there somehow, we're joined by Museum Director Amy Harris. Amy, so good to talk to you.
You too, Lisa. It's great to talk to you.
So what is the good news about the museum?
Well, the good news about the museum is that we're reopening. It is on a limited basis. We'll be open on Fridays and Sundays in the afternoon, starting this coming Friday, June 25th.
And how is that going to work? Will people have to make reservations, or can they just show up?
Yes, we do require reservations. You can make a reservation on our website, or you can call our office and someone can help you. And we will be following whatever the protocols are that the university has at that time. So today we have our members and donors here, and they are wearing masks, and we are doing a health screening when they come in.
Do you think that will be in place for a while?
I don't know. It seems like everything is changing so fast.
Right.
We're just along for the ride right now.
So for the past 15 months, what's been going on inside the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History?
We've actually been pretty busy at the museum over the last 15 months. We were only fully open in our brand new museum for 4 months when the pandemic shut us down. So we were actually still finishing our new museum project, and we've been able to continue working on it while we're closed. It took a while because everything came to a complete halt, but we're back up and changing some of our exhibits and fixing things and completing some of the projects. So that's been really great.
What has recently been finished?
We changed some of the signage in one of our galleries to make it more visible and understandable to people, and visitors are giving us a lot of feedback on that today. We also have two beautiful new exhibits that were just installed. Very few people have seen them yet, and they're about indigenous baskets from the Great Lakes region.
Will the beautiful new planetarium you recently created be open?
It will be, but we don't have an opening date yet. We, of course, want to follow whatever the current guidance is for COVID safety, but also our planetarium director, Matt Linke, who's been with us for 32 years,
right,
is retiring.
That's big news.
It is big news.
Because I did a feature on the museum and I met him and he was wonderful.
Yeah.
So he's retiring the end of this month?
Yep, end of this month. And he's just been terrific. And we are at the end of our search to find a new planetarium manager to take his place. But that person is not starting July 1st, so there'll be a little bit of a gap in there. We've completed all the interviews, and we are going to make a decision and make an offer very soon.
What else is new?
We've just done a ton of virtual content. If you look at our website, we created a platform called Museum at Home, and it's chock full of all kinds of things to do and watch, research that you can learn about that our students and faculty have been doing. And with our programming online, we've been able to reach people even in other countries, which was really cool. But we've learned some new things. Also, we have a 3D exhibit that we created online where you can go in and explore the space using the controls on your keyboard, and it's about whale evolution.
So some of these things that you pivoted to during the pandemic, sounds like you're going to keep some of them in place once everything is reopened fully.
Yes, we will be putting more of our exhibits online on a regular basis so that people can see them here on site and then also online after they're finished. You know, after we take them down, they'll have a longer life and a broader reach. So that's a really exciting thing. We'll probably also continue to offer some programs online so that we can reach people who otherwise wouldn't be able to come to the museum.
That's one positive. I think a lot of museums and organizations did widen their audience online during this time when people couldn't come in person.
Yeah, it's been great. We've learned that there are really those two modes that where we can welcome people to our site to touch, well, not so much touch things during COVID, but soon that'll happen again. But to see the real thing, to be able to touch things and be in the space is a wonderful, wonderful experience. But to be able to access what we have to offer online is also wonderful. So it's kind of both and.
To recap, the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History reopening June 25th. Registration is required. Enter through the museum's main entrance and complete the U of M health screening on the day of your visit, and you're good to go, right?
That's absolutely right. We can't wait to see people come back. Today has been so much fun with our members and donors here, seeing old friends and seeing how happy people are to be here. So we're just looking forward to having the public come in starting next Friday.
Amy Harris, Museum Director, thanks for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Take care.